on your mobile and on digital radio, this is Heart. Here's the latest.
My child is dead, brutally murdered, and we're not allowed to be able to have a burial for her.
A Merseyside mum calls for a change in the law. From Global's newsroom, I'm Alison Spooner. This is Heart's Nightly News. A Merseyside mother whose daughter was murdered 28 years ago is campaigning to get the law changed so killers can't be released from jail if they refuse to reveal where their victim's body's hidden. Her landlord Ian Sims killed Helen McCourt in Billinge near Wigan. The 22-year-old's body's never been found. Mary McCourt's now started a petition ahead of Sims facing a parole hearing in the new year. Heart's Carly Foster's been speaking to her.
The petition that I'm doing is for all killers who have hidden their victim's body, been found guilty of murder, that when they are sentenced, the judge says that life will mean a whole life tariff unless they reveal where their victim's bodies can be recovered from. Only then should they be looked at as to given a release date eventually. And it's so important. The law at the moment is not covering this aspect. When somebody's found guilty of murder, a judge has to say, I give you a life sentence. But we all know that life doesn't mean a whole life tariff. Families shouldn't have to go through the pain that I've gone through for 28 years almost.
And how does that still make you feel, you know, nearly three decades on, not being deterred a funeral for your own daughter?
How does... It upsets me terrible. Carly, you know, I just thought it would be a matter of months at first before he admitted to his guilt after he was found guilty. And I never dreamt that I would be in the same position as what Winnie Johnson, Keith Bennett's from the Moors murders, was. Winnie was a friend of mine, and Anne was, and Wes, because her daughter wasn't found straight away. And I saw what they went through. And when Winnie died, it devastated me, because 28 years on, I feel that if this man doesn't tell me where she is, I'm in the same position as Winnie. But my family are left grieving, not just for my daughter, but for me. And it isn't one murderer. Some people think, well, he only committed the one. He didn't. He's destroyed all the generations to come of our family, because our children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will always be in that position.
You're listening to Heart's Nightly News.